for those either living in the hills or thinking of making the move, the Hills Small Acreage Field Days is being held at the Echunga Recreation Grounds this weekend. Chair of the committee, Greg Russell, joins me on the line now. Hi, Greg.
Morning, Jenny.
So what's it all about?
It's the first time a small acreage field day has been run in South Australia, we understand, and it's designed for people who are moving into this growing area of the state, certainly the bigger centres like Mount Barker and Gawler and Murray Bridge and what have you are there, but there's lots of towns and villages in this very broad district where people come for the lifestyle and generally enjoy it, but they're not prepared for some of the challenges that rural living brings with it. And what we're about doing is to produce an event over this weekend that shows products and services to attendees, but more particularly has a practical element to it. People will be speaking about issues such as animals, looking after animals, property, fire safety, those sorts of things, and with a series of, we hope, practical demonstrations. So it's turning out to be a pretty big event, and I've got to say, delighted that the weather looks like it's a bit more positive than it was on the weekend.
Oh, great. So there's things like pumps, irrigation, solar power, equipment that you might use on your property. And
all that sort of thing. I mean, fencing, weeds, pests, the right sort of machinery. There's a whole range of things. We've got about 80 exhibitors. Some of them are community organisations that we've invited to join us, such as the South Australian veterinary emergency people that come in after bushfires to look after animals, Fauna SA are there. So, look, it's turning up to be a pretty big event, and we're delighted.
Oh, fabulous. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? It's I was always, metro gal, city gal, city slicker. So it's been a bit of a shock to be living in the hills, even though I don't have a big property in Bridgewater. You know, just the muddiness, the bushfire preparedness, the need to be really savvy with all that sort of stuff. It has taken me a while, but, you know, just having like a one-stop shop makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, let me just sort of tell you a little about the speakers and demonstrations.
Yeah,
there'll be goats and chickens and alpacas, people who raise them and are talking about them, a shearing demonstration, some presentations on injured wildlife. There's a lot of that in the hills, as you know.
Like what to do when you come across an injured koala or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. And who to call and how they can be looked after and that sort of thing. In the property area, soils and pH testing, chemical safety, weeds and pests, what are the best plants to grow in this sort of an environment? And also a session on mental health put on by Safe Work SA, which is an important issue. So we'll have demonstrations on fencing, water drilling, chainsaw safety. And there's two sessions each on animals and property on the Saturday. And in other words, we'll put them on and then repeat them. So if you miss one, you can go to the second. And on the Sunday, we're running a bushfire safety expo with the CFS. Again, two sessions on the Sunday. It'll be talking about preparation, local councils involved, and recovery. And one of the interesting issues is a presentation by a community representative in Charleston who were at the front line of the Cuddly Creek fires and what they learnt about being better prepared. And we have, in addition to that, a number of the local CFS brigades coming through with their trucks and explaining to the locals what equipment they've got on board and that sort of thing. And I think it's an opportunity for many of the locals to actually meet their local brigades, which is also an important issue.
Oh, great. So remind us the details, where you are, and if we need to book ahead or anything like that.
Yeah, it's at the Echunga Recreation Grounds. We're organising parking because of the wet weather in the streets in Echunga and at the local golf course, but we'll be running shuttle buses to bring people to the grounds. You can find more information on our website, thehillsfielddays.org.au, and it's on this weekend at Echunga, 24-25 September. We think it'll be a big event.
Lovely. Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Greg. Really good to talk to you.
Good, Jenny. Appreciate it.